Hello and welcome to the Upfront Investor. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and this is my market wrap for the 10th of July. The issue confronting a lot of Australians right now is whether or not to fix interest rates on their housing loans. The banks have already raised their fixed interest rates, potentially in an effort to entice homeowners to lock in a rate now before they rise again. So should Australians be looking at locking in a fixed rate? To answer this, let's look at where interest rates are heading over the coming years. Given that economies run in cycles, if we review the historical movements in the RBA rate rather than economic forecasts, we can ascertain that the official RBA interest rate is unlikely to move above 5% before 2013, with it more likely to fluctuate between 3 and 5%. Now, given that the banks generally fix their rates at between 2 and 3% above the official RBA rate, I don't believe it will be worthwhile in the short to medium term for homeowners to lock in their rates unless they are seeking ways to better manage their cash flow. From a cost perspective, I think variable rates are the way to go, given the savings that homeowners will receive with the lower variable rates available, the flexibility that they offer, and the low probability of rates rising significantly in the foreseeable future. So what can we expect in the market? Well, the past week has certainly been an interesting one in the market. While it is slightly bearish, the market has really gone nowhere, although we are starting to see signs that the All Ordinaries Index is finding support and turning to move back up again, but this is yet to be confirmed. If I'm correct, the market should rise up next week in a more definite move, although this move is likely to be short-lived and may not break the previous high of 4,078 points, which it achieved on the 15th of June. That said, I still believe the market will move up to my target of between 4,200 and 4,600 points by late July or possibly the first week of August. Now, predicting the market or individual shares for that matter on a consistent basis is not an exact science, but one based on probabilities. Therefore, we need to plan for the worst and hope for the best. As each day unfolds, new information comes to hand that can affect our outlook. Therefore, as I've said before, it is critical for investors and traders when managing their portfolios to use stop losses and to not get complacent with the current bullish move that started in March, believing it will last forever. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and that's my market wrap.